Since counterfeit plots has affected this age, being acted by fools and contrived by the sage, in city nor suburbs no man can be found, but frighted with fireballs their heads turned round. From pulpit to pot they talked of a plot, till their brains were enslaved and each man turned sot. But let us to reason and justice repair, and this popish bugbear will fly into air. A politic statesman of body unsound, who once in a tree with a rabble set round, run monarchy down with fanatic rage, and preached up rebellion in that credulous age. He now is at work with the devil and Turk, pretending a plot under which he doth lurk, to humble the mitre while he squints at the crown, till fairly and squarely he pulls them both down. He had found out an instrument fit for the devil, whose mind had been trained up to all that was evil. His fortune sunk low and detested by many, kicked out at St. Omer's, not pitied by any. Some whisperers fixed him upon this design, and with promised reward did him countermine. Though his tale was ill-told, it served to give fire, despised by the wise whilst fools did admire. The next that appeared was a foolhardy knave, who had plied the highways and to vice was a slave. Being fed out of basket in prison forlorn, no wonder that money should make him forsworn. He boldly dares swear what men tremble to hear, and learns a false lesson without any fear. For when he is out, there's none that's in his place, relieves his invention and quickens his pace. In a country prison another was found, who had cheated his lord of £1,000. He was freed from fetters to swear and inform, which very courageously he did perform. To avoid future strife, he takes away life, to save poor Protestants from popish knife, which only has edge to cut a rogue's ears, for abusing the people with needless fears. Another starts up and tells a false tale, which straight he revoked, his courage being frail. But to fortify one that needeth his aid, being tempted with money which much doth persuade, he swore he knew all that contrived the fall of one who that day was seen near to Whitehall, where he by the treasurer's powerful breath more likely by far received his death. A gowned man most grave with fanatical form, with a scribbling wit doth blow up this storm. For moth-eaten records he worships the devil, being now lodged at court he must become civil. He hunts all about and makes a great rout to find some old prophecy to help him out. But his friend that was housed with him at Foxhall, being joined with his master, still strengthens them all. Then comes a cracked merchant with his shallow brain, who first did lead up this stigmatized train. He since is grown useless, his skill being small, yet at a dead lift he's still at their call. He has pestered the press in ridiculous dress, in the scribbling age he could not do less, but to so little purpose as plainly appears, with pen he had as good sate picking his ears. To end with a prayer, as now 'tis my lot, confounded be plotters with their popish plot. God bless and preserve our gracious good king, that he may ne'er feel the presbyter's sting. As they brought his father with rage to the block, so would they extirpate all the whole stock. But with their false plots I hope they will end at Tyburn, where the rabble will surely attend.